أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فآت ذا القربى حقه والمسكين وابن السبيل ذلك خير للذين يريدون وجه الله وأولئك هم المفلحون. وما آتيتم من ربا ليربو في أموال الناس فلا يربو عند الله. وما آتيتم من زكاة تريدون وجه الله فأولئك هم المضعفون. الله الذي خلقكم ثم رزقكم ثم يميتكم ثم يحييكم هل من شركائكم من يفعل من ذلكم من شيء سبحانه وتعالى عما يشركون. صدق الله العظيم. The ayahs we discussed yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about that fitrat, the ability that Allah has given every human being to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that becomes clouded sometimes because of various factors. But at the time when man is desperately in need of Allah Rabbul Izzat, somehow his heart begins to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in times of distress. And then when Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala changes his condition, insan forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here in this ayat and the ayats that follow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about the rights of others, the what we will call the haqq and the huquq of others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ. Then give the close family members or the relatives their rights, and also give the rights to the miskeen, those who are impoverished, those who are in need, wabna sabil, and also to the traveler. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks very generally about rights, and this will include every other right that is due to a person. Like that, when we look at the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us about these rights and obligations, whether it is financial. وَآتُوا الْمَالَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ ذَوِي الْقُرْبَى وَالْيَتَامَى وَالْمَسَاكِينَ وَابْنَ السَّبِيلِ. And amongst the rights that are compulsory upon us are financial obligations and duties. And the very first of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, are that of the close family members, relatives, etc. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they also reminds us about rights, and again the rights of the close family members that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions. And when we speak about rights and obligations and duties, then it is not only restricted to financial obligations and duties, but obviously if a person requires our physical assistance, like in the case when one has old parents, then that rights also we will have to fulfill. Then the ulama have gone into speaking about all the other aspects about it, like for example, to keep a close family member happy, when whatever way we can do, we should try to do, to keep away any form of hardship or imposing any form of difficulties upon them. That is also a right and an obligation that family members have. And then of course the financial obligations that we have. In the hadith, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addresses the ummah, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaks about, just as an example, our spending that we spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in whatever avenues it may be, whether it is for our masajid, whether it is for our maktabs, whether it is for whatever other Islamic cause. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, one dinar, a gold coin that you spend, will be to free a slave, which is also very, very noble. There is no dispute that to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is an absolute noble fact. And then to spend freeing a slave, or in these times to free prisoners, etc., that is also a noble deed. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a dinar that you spend on the miskeen, on the impoverished, the needy, those in want, that is also a very noble deed. But he says, a dinar that you spend on your ahl, on your family, that is greatest in reward insofar as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. So in the hadith also we are reminded that this is, these are very basic, fundamental duties. Now again, it doesn't mean it stops there, that a man spends on his family and he carries on spending and carries on spending on them, and then israf and everything else comes into it. But that is the very starting point. Like the English saying goes, charity begins at home. Obviously it doesn't end there. So a person needs to make sure that insofar as our families are concerned, we are seeing to them those are rights and obligations that we have to fulfill. And then thereafter we'll try to fulfill all the other needs of the Shariat and the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the rights of the miskeen and the impoverished throughout the world also. There is no problem thereafter. So here again in this ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ. Give the ذَوِي الْقُرْبَى, give the close family members their rights, whether it is our parents, whether it is our wives, whether it is our children, our brothers, our sisters, our uncles, our aunts, whoever it is, fulfill their rights and fulfill their obligations, whether it is financial, whether it is physical, whether it is otherwise. And then thereafter Allah says, the miskeen, the impoverished, وَبْنَ السَّبِيلِ, the traveler, a person that travels from one place to the other. And this, in these days it can happen, but more in the days of the past, a person's wealth is lost whilst he's traveling, then obviously it becomes our duty and responsibility to see to the people. Today people have access electronically, so it may be a little bit different. ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is better. لِلَّذِينَ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ. For those who are intending, those who desire the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will never gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we deny the rights of those who are closest to us. We will never gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we disturb or if we cause harm to those that are closest to us or anyone else besides them. Then that closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that link breaks off between us and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And those are the successful. In the next ayat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about an important aspect, and the ulama have given two different interpretations. Very quickly we will try to cover them. The one is Allah says, وَمَا أَتَيْتُمْ مِنْ رِبًا. And whatever you give, insofar as usury is concerned, لِيَرْبُوا فِي أَمْوَالِ النَّاسِ, so that you may, that the wealth of people are increased, then فَلَا يَرْبُوا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, it is not increased by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this will be insofar as riba is concerned, insofar as interest is concerned, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obliterates, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreases when riba transactions take place. On the one hand, sometimes people will experience the physical decrease in that the wealth is destroyed. Sometimes it will be the decrease insofar as barakah is concerned. Sometimes it is decreased insofar as happiness and fulfillment of life is concerned. So in all these aspects, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decrease. Then the ulama have also given another explanation to this, and that is that in the times of the past and possibly existing today also, people give gifts to other people, and then they try to inflate the value of those gifts, so that when the person that the gift is given to, when he returns the gift, and this happens at the time of weddings, etc., then we are hopeful that that person will give us something more in return. Now we are giving something to create muhabbat and love between people. We are giving something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the one hand, but we have also a personal motive in it, that it may look expensive and it may be expensive also, but we are very hopeful that we will get much better in return. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also refers to over here, that is not going to increase insofar as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. There is not going to be any barakat insofar as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. Where the barakat lies, وَمَا أَتَيْتُمْ مِنْ رِبًا وَمَا أَتَيْتُمْ مِنْ زَكَاتٍ تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ, that whatever you give insofar as your zakat is concerned, insofar as your obligatory spending is concerned, تُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ اللَّهِ, and again you do it searching for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُضْعِفُونَ, then those are the people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase. Allah will increase in that wealth also, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will increase in the barakat. In the last ayat Allah says, اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ ثُمَّ رَزَقَكُمْ ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created you, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sustained you. Allah ta'ala sees to our rosy, in the wombs of our mothers and right till the day we leave this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees to every minute detail insofar as our rozi and our sustenance is concerned. Thumma yumitukum. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you death. Thumma yuhikum. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter gives you life for the resurrection on the day of Qiyamah. هَلْ مِنْ شُرَكَائِكُمْ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ مِنْ ذَلِكُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Then is there any of your deities that you have ascribed partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Can any one of them do that? And this is a very important lesson to us again, that we have taken our yaqeen out of Allah and put it in everything else in this world. Can everything else give us our life and our death? Can everything else give us our rosy and sustenance? Definitely not. Subhana. Glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ta'ala amma yushrikun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far above the what they ascribe and associate to Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.